from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
It's Jeremy White and Joe DiBiase.
There's a quarter on the ground. Will you bend down and pick it up?
Yeah.
Because I will not.
Oh my God, look at this guy.
Wills and won'ts. Will eat a Cobb salad in a movie theater.
Yep.
Won't
yep.
pick up a quarter.
No, I cannot tell you the last time I used a coin in a transaction. Did I flip a coin once in the last 3 years? I think I've used a coin flipping app more recently than I've used a coin.
I'm going to have a trail of quarters from here to your car for $10. You're going to pass those 40 quarters, not pick a single one of them up, and then I'm going to take them.
I would rather you give me $3 on one of these apps than you give me $10 in quarters.
Wow. This is not a mindset to become a millionaire.
You're listening to Jeremy and Joe on the home of the Bills. WGR Sports Radio 550.
Oh, boy, do we have a fun game to play right out of the gate. Ready for this? Josh, you ready to play? Joe, you
game.
Ready to play?
Sure. Yeah.
Yep. I needed coins on Saturday.
You needed coins on Saturday?
I needed coins on Saturday.
What did you need coins? You went to a lake house?
I needed coins on Saturday. I had no coins. Uh-huh. I went into the car to dig for coins.
Because you needed to throw one in the lake to make a wish.
Close.
Really?
Yeah, very
that
close.
That was close?
It's very close.
Because that was not a serious guess at all.
Nobody throws coins into a lake and makes a wish. If you've done that, that's the most psychotic thing you've ever done.
Why
in
not?
Life.
It's a body of water.
What do you throw them in?
You throw them in a fountain.
Fountain. There was a fountain. I told the kids, oh, we could throw coins in the fountain. Guess who didn't have a single coin anywhere on Earth near them?
You can't, yeah,
I didn't have any coins.
You can't throw a Venmo in the
That's
fountain.
That's right. You cannot Venmo a fountain.
You could open up Venmo and throw your phone in the fountain, but that would be as psychotic as throwing a coin in the lake.
I started thinking about all these ideas like, okay, what's the future of fountains? Could we have fake coins that it could just always have?
They're there, ready for you?
Yeah. Where's the fountain industry? The fountain industry is dead.
Well, the fountain industry isn't reliant on... Well, maybe they are. They're reliant on the revenue that's generated from stealing people's wish coins.
That's right. And there's no more wish coins.
Because those coins go somewhere.
Does anyone ever clear those things out? Like who goes into fountains and takes all the coins?
I think
all right.
They have to.
803-0550. Former mall workers, right? You had to clear them out once a year?
More than that.
Once a month?
You have parks, too. Like, think about,
sure.
Like Central Park has, like, tons of fountains.
Oh, I bet they're cleaning that thing out every 6 hours.
Yes. It's got to be. Somebody's taking that money.
Yeah. Yeah.
I needed coins. And sure enough, we didn't have any. Sorry, kids. We can't make a wish.
So you ran to the car to dig for coins.
Yep.
So did you find any?
Not a single coin.
Wow. What about, like, a button or something?
Nothing.
Nothing? I mean, nothing sure, circular and coin-like?
Nope. There's what else could it be? A tiddlywink? A poker chip? Nothing.
A ball marker.
A ball marker.
Yeah, nope. What about a ball marker?
Did not have a ball marker. I never have a ball marker. You guys have
You played. Don't just have ball marker. I have more ball markers laying around in my car than I have coins.
You have played golf with me. I never have a ball marker.
You
never.
Don't. That's right. You don't. Or tees.
I also never have tees. That is true.
Because those are the two things. Like those things will end up in the dish of my car because I will forget that I have a ball marker and a tee in my pocket when I finish a round, and then I'll put my bag away in the back of the trunk, and then I'll get in the driver's seat and go, oh, I got a tee in my pocket.
Yep.
I'm not going all the way back to the trunk, so I just throw it in the side dish and it lives there forever.
Yeah, usually I'll have them fall out of behind my ear, maybe in the shower or something.
What about golf balls?
I'm throwing a golf ball in a fountain.
Why?
The whole idea is to keep the ball out of the water. Yeah, my son would want to keep the ball. And imagine throwing...
No, you could throw it in the fountain. That'd be fun.
Look at this young family throwing golf balls in a fountain. That seems odd.
Imagine the coin guy that goes in to clear everything else. Like, there's a Pro V1 in here. What's going on here?
Yeah, I wouldn't want to throw away any Encore golf balls. Those are too good.
Right.
Needed coins. I was kind of surprised. Not in the change bin.
That you didn't have anything?
Not even on the floor. Not under a seat. Not a single coin to be found in that car.
Well, there's going to need to be a pivot.
And this
because
is not,
this is becoming more and more a cashless society.
That's right.
And our fountains need something for wishes.
This is correct.
So what are we going to do? We got to come up with something.
What should we throw into fountains?
We could throw...
fantasy football bust lists. Fantasy football avoid this guy at all cost lists.
Yep. Love hate lists.
Yes, throw those into fountains now. Yep. And wish for the best for your fantasy team.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, no coins in our car, and it's not because the car is clean. If I could have thrown Fruit Loops into the fountain, I had 100. I probably should have done that.
Yeah, there you go.
But then that's probably...
That kind of looks like a coin. It's circular.
It's probably not good for public whatever, health.
Yeah. For the Fruit Loop?
Yeah. You don't throw trash in a fountain. Coins aren't trash.
Yeah, no, this is food, though, right? Like, aren't the odds a seagull is going to come in, swoop in, and clear that out?
And maybe die because the water is poisoned? I don't know. Anyway, no coins. So let this be a lesson to you. Put some coins in your car. How else are you going to make a wish?
For the fountains.
Is there an app where you can...
How often do you run into fountains anymore, though, where you're... Like, when's the last time before this occurrence that you... Like, oh, there's a fountain. We need a coin to make a wish. Because I don't think I've had that happen in...
I probably saw plenty of fountains. This was just the first time we were in a public park, walking by, talking about throwing in for a wish.
Were they familiar with the concept of throwing something in a fountain for a wish?
This was me introducing them.
This was going to be a learning experience.
Yes.
And it ended up not being.
Never happened.
Huh.
Kids, we used to have these things called coins.
There used to be this thing called a nickel.
Yep, you could use it.
Yep.
Goods and services or a phone call.
Yep.
Well, yeah, so that was that.
If you want to make a wish, you could just see a shooting star like I did this morning.
Ooh, that's
this
nice.
Morning
yeah.
You saw one?
Yeah, I was driving in and I was like, what's that? And then it was, as soon as I saw it was gone, I was like, oh.
I mean, something burning up star. In the sky, I would have hoped it was a shooting star.
Yeah. But at first it looked like the headlights were reflecting off something, and then I never saw it reflect again. So I'm like, oh,
yeah,
must have been a shooting star.
There you go. You need to come up with some other things that we make wishes. Maybe that's the pivot. Is not what else do we throw in a fountain. It's what do we do now instead of the fountain to make wishes.
Is there an app?
I mean, shooting stars are pretty rare. An app. I don't know. You like probably got to do something better than shooting stars.
Yeah, that one's probably not great. There's got to be an app.
Just pretend to throw into a fountain?
Yeah, yeah. That would be the easiest way to do it, probably the lamest way to do it also. Yeah.
Well, anyway, happy Tuesday. Good morning. It's going to be really nice out today. Beautiful. Warm. You know, we've got fall-like mornings and summer-like afternoons.
Perfect.
Is what we're living right now.
Yep.
That's pretty good.
Yep.
We've got Matt Waldman of the Rookie Scouting Portfolio coming up at 9 o'clock. I know that's a long ways away. But yesterday he tweeted out his scouting breakdown of Keon Coleman, and it was great. Loved it because it kind of gets into the weeds about why he's not the perfect prospect, but why he's a very good one, and why basically it comes down to, you know, will he be a boom or a bust? And I don't even think he can be a bust, or I don't think Matt thinks he's likely to be a bust. But basically, like, maybe stop me if you've heard this before. it's on the Bills to make him what he really can truly be.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll talk to him at 9 o'clock. It was a great profile breakdown. I'll retweet it out again this morning. We've got that. Damir Bird. And Ben DiNucci. Welcome to the Bills. So Ben DiNucci comes in because the Bills are injured at quarterback. Trubisky missed with a personal reason. And Shane Buechele suffered an injury. So Ben DiNucci is back. Well, not back, but...
Was he here?
Back in the NFL.
Okay.
Ben DiNucci. And then they added Damir Bird.
Yeah.
According to multiple reports, the Bills have yet to confirm this. Because once the Bills confirm it, we have to ask, who are they going to cut?
Right.
Someone's got to go.
And we don't know who the answer to that question
is. It's got to be a receiver that's out, right?
Can I make a guess of who it's going to be?
Hamler?
Chase Claypool.
Yeah.
Maybe he's not practicing. What, at this point, is he making the team, missing three-fourths of training camp?
Are we talking injury settlement there? I mean, I don't exactly know how you...
Yeah, that maybe. Right. Maybe injury settlement where he gets, like, what, 80 grand or whatever those things work out to
maybe be. Maybe they don't owe him anything, depending on how much you sign for or injury guarantees. Yeah. But
I'm just wondering, like, if he can't get on the field, how much in competition is he for a roster spot if he's going to miss more than half of training camp?
He remains...
Or he missed all of St. John Fisher.
He's more in competition for a roster spot than Brian Thompson.
Sure.
And Xavier Johnson. Maybe even Andy Isabella. And Hamler did muff a kick.
He did.
Is that not enough to get you gone? It might be. Like, listen, we got one job.
One muff kick.
You have one job.
Yeah.
And it's your debut and you put the ball on the ground, we've got to send a message. If Sean McDermott wants to do the thing he kind of talked about, which is send a message about the standard is the standard. And when we talked about it yesterday with Sal, his theory on what that meant was, it's not about necessarily the scoreboard, it's not about how the offense didn't score points, it's that they took penalties, stupid penalties.
Uh-huh.
A penalty for a personal foul on a hit that was unnecessary. A fumble, a pick six, whatever it was. Like, his idea was that McDermott was mad because there were so many mistakes. So, What's the one thing a coach can do to send a message? You could make guys do push-ups, or you could cut a guy that's not going to make your team and bring in somebody else, like Damir Bird, as your new return guy, or at least a guy in the mix.
Doesn't it feel a little over the top, though, that a guy... Like, right, maybe it depends. If they already know, like, okay, we're not putting this guy on the team, then that's different. But, like, Hamler, for instance. Hamler muffs a punt that, by the way, did not end up in the opponent's hands, right?
That's not supposed to matter.
Okay. That's right. But it didn't. They signed him on January 22nd.
Mm-hmm.
Eight months of him working with you to try to make this team, and he drops one football in a preseason game, and you're cutting bait. What kind of message does that send?
It sends a message that you're not good enough to be on the team anyway. I mean, they're going to cut a lot.
I mean, he was charts are, you know, take them for what they're worth. They're not, you know, the end-all, be-all, but he was listed as the starting returner, like, 5 days ago. And the guy behind him, by the way, who I know was a rookie and was draft picked, Quan Hardy was a sixth-round pick, also muffed a punt.
Yeah.
So, you know, I it could be. I don't want to say that it couldn't be. I just feel like one of these injured guys would make more sense. Hamler also was getting some first-team reps. I don't know that he's had a great training camp by any means, but he's been involved in pretty much everything. So, I don't know. The one thing that goes in your corner here for, like, maybe this would be the move is Damir Bird, like, size-wise and skill set-wise is kind of a clone.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's 5'9", he's fast, limited. Bird, I saw right away, like, everyone's like, oh, this guy, the long return experience. And that's really not the case. I mean, he's got 29 combined returns in 8 years, and he has not returned a kick in 5 years. So he's done it, but he's not like this long time. He's not Cordarrelle Patterson or some of the other guys that were available. He probably would help in the return game, but it's just not like something he's done a ton of in his career. He's a small, fast burner. So, okay, that does fit more for what they'd be looking for replacing KJ Hamler. I don't know. They brought Hamler in January, and they're going to cut because he dropped a kick like that?
Could. I mean, they drafted a guy in the second round and then played him, and he fumbled his first snap, and he's been wearing that since.
Mm-hmm.
He fumbles, even though he doesn't fumble that much. He drops passes more often.
Yep.
All right, so Damir Bird in, Ben DiNucci in. I mean, Ben DiNucci.
Ben DiNucci. Do you remember the Ben DiNucci game?
Boy, it's a Cowboys game?
It's a Cowboys game.
Did Jerry Jones immediately after say that, this guy's got a lot of potential, maybe he's better than Dak?
No, he did not. I do not think he said that after that game.
That was Cooper Rush.
Maybe he said that going... Cooper Rush had a winning record.
That's
maybe.
Right. Okay, so Jerry Jones talked about Cooper Rush. Did Collinsworth call Ben DiNucci the next Mahomes at any point?
This guy looks like Mahomes.
This might have been the Cooper Rush year. Maybe Prescott was already injured and then Rush came in. No, different year. But DiNucci started one game for the Cowboys, and I remember it because it was a Sunday night football game. And the whole day leading up, it was, oh my, you know what we got tonight? Oh, we got Ben DiNucci starting on Sunday night football, and then he was not good.
True or false, you remember this because you had to start one of them in fantasy.
I think I might have been playing against someone that started Ben DiNucci against me they got stuck. That kind of sounds familiar. I would have been paid off, though. He was 21 of 40 for 180 yards, no touchdowns, no picks, and 4 sacks, and 2 fumbles. Both lost, if you care about it. Ben DiNucci. He lost 23-9 in a Sunday night game, and he was never heard from again.
Was it the first time in the NFL?
He played in the XFL.
First time in NFL history, or in Ben DiNucci's history, that his name was mentioned the morning before he signed? Because we did mention him yesterday. We were going through backup quarterback options because one of the takeaways, there aren't that many takeaways in the preseason, right, folks? I mean, like, you watch. One of the takeaways was, holy cow, Shane Buechel and Mitch Trubisky, what options are out there at backup quarterback? Mm-hmm. Tannehill's the one who's played. And
he's probably holding out for a starter to go down somewhere.
Yep, probably.
Yeah.
And that'll happen somewhere at some point, probably. But Ben DiNucci was the last name on the list at like SpotTrack's UFA quarterbacks. He was the bottom guy.
Yeah.
And we mentioned him as potential as here's who's out there. It's not pretty. Mm-hmm. And then sure enough, like 2 hours later, the Bills are adding Ben DiNucci.
Yep. Who, as Wikipedia page, you might find yourself to the sentence that at Pittsburgh, University of Pittsburgh, he was a backup quarterback behind Nathan Peterman. Mm. That was his college resume. He played after that, I'm sure. He's just a camp arm, right? Allen was by himself yesterday. I wondered that, you know, after you watch some of these practices, like we did at Fisher, and you see like how they go through rotation and whatnot, and like how many guys get reps with backup quarterbacks. Thinking about, like, what did they do yesterday? Like, if it's just Allen, they're not going to have Allen throw the ball 400 times, are they? So when they do, or I guess, just do they not? Like, is it, Justin Shorter, I know you're back healthy, but you're not really doing any team drills today because we don't really have a quarterback for you. So we're not doing 11-on-11s for the second strings and the third strings.
Right.
Because we're just not going to have Allen throw the ball 500 times in this practice. So I'm guessing DiNucci's just someone to get them through practices and maybe get them through preseason games.
It's one thing about the preseason that I miss. When you had 4 preseason games, you had a higher likelihood of seeing a quarterback that was,
Matt Leinart.
Matt Leinart getting Vince Young in for a game late in his career. Jabron Hamden, that was his neighborhood.
I learned Jordan Palmer once played a 4th preseason game for the Bills.
Yeah, yeah. How do you think he got so tight with all the players around here? You know, Jordan Palmer.
Yeah.
I remember
Thad Lewis was originally that, and then I think was so good that they ended up actually keeping him.
Jordan Palmer is one of the few times that, going way back, Howard and I really argued about him.
Come on.
Yeah. Because...
Oh, the drought.
Well, hold on. The argument
what
was...
Do you mean, what were we arguing about?
The argument was, check Jordan Palmer. Jordan Palmer might have been with the Bengals because his brother Carson Palmer...
He was with the Bears. He was with the Bengals. Yeah, the Bengals a couple years before the Bills.
Okay.
Yeah, 2008 to 2010.
And did he play?
No.
Okay.
No.
If I'm remembering correctly, I'll have to text Howard and see if this is true. We argued about whether or not you could count that as an experienced quarterback. They bring in a guy with some experience. I'm like, experience doing what?
Mm-hmm. He never attempted a real pass in the NFL.
Yes, right. Are we allowed to call that experience? He's got experience.
I kind of
walking into NFL buildings.
No.
Yeah.
Okay. He attempted 15 passes for the Bengals.
Is 15 experience
in 2008 and 2010? 15 passes. You want to count that?
That's a good question.
I don't think I would. He's told the story of that week, by the way. Have you ever heard him on his podcast do this? I think Allen maybe was on that podcast where Palmer told the story of he was injured at Bengals camp, and he was ready to shut it down because of whatever injury he had, and the Bengals kind of coldly, I guess, traded him to the Bills because the Bills needed somebody to get them through the rest of the preseason, and they didn't tell the Bills about his injury, and the Bills never knew, and he just said, okay, whatever, I'll try to push through. And then he played whatever preseason game he did with the Bills on, like, an injury and, like, further screwed it up. So he's one of these tales of, like, NFL teams and injuries and how seriously they took it, at least how much seriously they took it back then.
All right.
So that's his experience here.
Well, you've got some news out there in the NFL. You've got the Bills adding these two. There's Hassan Reddick.
Yep.
Let me tell you something about the Jets and Hassan Reddick. It's not, well, I guess it is bad, but it's also not as bad. They traded a conditional pick.
What's the condition?
That's the question. Was the condition we sign him? Because right now Hassan Reddick is being fined, but
yep,
he's not signing, and the Jets say they're not going to trade him.
Right. Yep. They gave up a conditional second that could become a third. The condition on the trade, I don't know. So, like, at minimum, they're giving up a third-round pick.
Right.
So they have to be getting a third-round pick back to make that whole.
Do you want to make that happen? If you want edge rusher help, this is a player you can fit in the cap. Okay. His cap hit is nothing.
Right.
This is not the same as Brandon Ayuk or Matthew Judon, who are not currently small enough cap hits to trade for and then restructure. Hassan Reddick is. You could go trade for this edge rusher who has how many sacks in the last four seasons? Answer, 50.
It's a good amount.
Yeah.
All double digits?
Yes. Hassan Reddick's stats the last few seasons. Last year he had 11 sacks. The previous year, 16. The previous year, 11, and then 12 and a half.
Okay.
He spent a season with the Panthers. He did that with three different teams, by the way. Cardinals, Panthers, Eagles, double-digit sacks.
Yeah.
Each stop. 11 with the Panthers, 16 and then 11 with the Eagles, and then before all that, 12 and a half with the Cardinals after 3 years of kind of languishing with the Cardinals. But he is a linebacker slash edge.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about the fit for the Bills in that spot, but whatever. He's a guy that gets after the quarterback.
They typically, that's like Vaughn was a 3-4 linebacker edge.
They used Lorenzo
Jerry Hughes
Alexander
was
like
kind of too. Yep. Like edge rusher seems more interchangeable than ever.
If you want to go get Hassan Reddick, it will of course require a trade with the Jets, and I'm not sure how inclined they are to do that.
Yep.
It'll also require money, big money. Now, how much money? That depends. Over the cap has it at about $15 million per year. SpotTrack has it considerably higher than that. His market value is much higher. But again, market value is hit the free agent market versus, which he's not a free agent, is being an extension. The market value for this guy is pretty high. Brian Burns just signed a deal for $28 million. Joshua Hines-Allen for $28 million. Danielle Hunter, $24 million. These are contracts of guys signed 29, 31. Josh Hines-Allen's 26. Brian Burns, 25. Reddick is a little bit older. Mm-hmm. So you'd be getting a guy that's, whatever, it's your next Vaughn signing on some level.
Yes.
It's a Vaughn replacement.
Yeah.
Anybody have any interest? They have the space to do it. They could add a, do I want to say premier pass rusher? Don't I have to?
I think you got to call him that.
You got to call him a guy that gets,
I think he's earned it.
He gets the quarterback on the ground. Hassan Reddick gets quarterbacks on the ground. The Bills have the space this year to fit it in to then sign him to an extension. And if you want to chew up, you know, a bunch of cap for the next couple seasons, it's a move you could do.
Yeah. So here's the thing, though. You said his market value was like $15 million per year.
Over the cap had 15. Okay. SpotTrack on market value. Again, I think that's the difference is like free agent market had him at 26.
Yeah. Remember, I don't know if that's going to matter here because you've got a player that is proving how committed he is to getting what he thinks he's worth. He skipped everything. He skipped minicamp. He skipped training camp. He's taking on fines. By the way, I think he's been hanging out in Japan while all this is happening, which I think is kind of cool. But he's dug in, and I was looking for this. I think I found a story that says Reddick is seeking reportedly an annual salary between $25 and $28 million per year and has turned down every Jets extension offer. So what if that's the price? And wouldn't the Bills know that? That, hey, this guy, look what he's doing over in New York. He wants to be one of the highest paid defensive ends in football.
Mm-hmm.
So we gotta pay up. We gotta pay $25 million a year, maybe, if we want this guy to be happy and come right in and sign and be a part of the fold, or else we just trade for him today and think, hey, you want to sign here for $19 million a year? He's going to do the same thing that he's doing over in New York.
Oh, I don't dispute that.
Yeah.
The Jets don't want to give him the contract he thinks he deserves. The question is, who does?
Right.
And what value could the Jets get in a trade?
Wouldn't they want to save face at minimum?
Well, the
and get a third-round pick back?
The GM put out a statement saying, we're not trading him.
Right.
And because of that, that is either posturing to try and get value back. It's obviously not going well. He's being fined. He is not on his rookie deal. So you get a spot where the fines are not a fine that you can waive. They will have to be paid.
Mm-hmm.
So it's ugly, and I don't really know what happens with Hassan Reddick. But
he's great.
If you are a Bills fan that is worried about their pass rush and wants to find a way to get more pass rush, you know.
You
could definitely sign him and fit him, and you could move the cap to a point where next year's Von cut is kind of
washes out a little bit.
Whatever.
Kind of.
Without getting really deep into it. Yeah, sure. What's Von's buyout number? You could make Reddick's cap number low for 2 years.
Yeah.
And then he could be here. He'd be older. And
he's 29, though. I mean, he is 6 years younger than Von Miller is.
Okay. But when Von signed here, he was...
Okay, sure. What was he?
34?
He's 35 now, so 33.
Okay, he was 33 when he signed.
Okay. So 4 years.
Yeah.
It's a four-year difference, but right, not as big. It's interesting. It's also realistic because they could actually fit it in versus like Matthew Judon, who I looked today. And the number we've been playing with on Brandon Ayuk is $14 million because that's what you have to get him in at before signing him.
Yeah.
You have to have that room. What's Matthew Judon's cap at? $14 million. So it's the exact same situation.
Right.
So if you want Judon as an idea, who I actually think is maybe a better idea because it'd be short term, versus Reddick, where you probably have to give him this long, massive contract. Judon, you can't get him in here in the first place to get that contract in.
803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. Jeremy and Joe, going to break in. And, you know, if you want to jump in on the idea of the Bills adding a premier pass rusher for some big money, there's an avenue to do it. I'm not so sure there's much of an appetite, even from Bills fans. And the backup quarterback situation, I think we can continue talking about that. Kickoff stuff as well. Got Kyle Shanahan talking about the new kickoff. What makes Matt LaFleur want to vomit?
What makes Matt LaFleur want to vomit?
Got that. Got trivia. All coming up. And Matt Waldman of the Rookie Scouting Portfolio on Keon Coleman. Big write-up on him. We'll get you some info on that. That's pretty cool. A good deep dive into what Coleman does really well, how the Bills can bring that out of him. Jeremy and Joe on WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone! Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one!
For track pick number one!
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I mean, obviously, I think we all kind of knew that that wasn't our standard from, you know, top to bottom. We were all sitting there after the game, and it was just like, that's not how we do things. That's not how we prepare. That's not how we prepared ourselves to play the game. That's not how we were planning on going out there and playing. You know, like I said, it's more just doing the little things the right way. I think that's what we really missed out on. And like I said, it was as simple as, you know, somebody having the ball and getting tackled and the guys rallying to him and helping him up. Sideline catches, hitting the ground, the guys rallying around and picking him up, running to the ball, just all those little things that we got to make sure that we stay on top of to be, you know, successful as a team.
Khalil Shakir, Bills' next preseason game, and coming up, joint practices. Joint practice on Thursday. Just hope the Bills don't get punched out by a Steelers player or smashed with a helmet or kicked, cleated. Jeremy and Joe, good morning. You want some trivia? I've got trivia
right off the bat. Let's do it.
Let's get instant trivia in. Instant trivia brought to you by, well, me, really. As I looked up some numbers on this, because we talked about Hassan Reddick in the last segment.
Uh-huh.
Hassan Reddick, Jets, I mean, kind of Jets linebacker, not really.
If he never puts on a Jets uniform, can we call him a former Jet?
Is Anquan Boldin a former Bill?
He at least put the helmet on.
He put a practice uniform on.
He played a preseason game.
You tell me Hassan Reddick has never put a helmet on? Not even like a press conference or a photo shoot or anything?
I don't even know that he's been in the country.
Okay, that's fair. Hassan Reddick has 38 sacks in the last 5 years.
Okay. There 38 sacks in the last 5 years.
38. Okay. There are, or sorry, last 4 years.
Okay.
There are, should I add 5 seasons to that? Yeah. Okay. Only 3 guys with more sacks in the last 5 years. But let's do the last 4 seasons.
Okay.
Because there are a couple more. You might, Hassan Reddick, right? Like, guy wants to trade from the Jets. Jets don't want to pay him. In the last 4 seasons, there are 5 players with more sacks than Hassan Reddick. Go.
Is TJ Watt one of them?
Number one, 47 sacks.
Okay. Is Nick Bosa one?
Number three with 44.5.
What about, how many were there?
5.
There were 5 total? What about Chris Jones?
Chris Jones is right behind Hassan Reddick.
Aaron Donald.
Well behind.
Really?
Yeah.
Didn't he? I would have thought he had like 1 year of like 20 something.
Aaron Donald has 25.5 in the last 4 seasons.
Okay.
Reddick has 38.
Okay, well, he wasn't even close. That was further. Donald had a year with 20.5, but that was 2018. What about, is the other Bosa? What about Joey Bosa?
No.
Just one Bosa.
One Bosa. You're missing 2 very obvious ones that people are going to be yelling at you about.
Okay. Miles Garrett.
Correct. Number 2, 46.
Yep. And then another obvious one that people are going to be yelling me about.
Super obvious. Yep.
Super obvious stud pass rusher, Micah Parsons.
Number 4.
Yep.
Watt, Garrett, Bosa, Parsons, and then one more. This one is not.
Not obvious?
He's not as obvious as those four. Like, those are, those four guys are the premier sack guys.
Is it Max Crosby?
It is not. He is right behind Chris Jones. So he's more sacks than Max Crosby in the last 4 years, Hassan Reddick.
Wow. That's one way of putting it. That's pretty good. Trey Hendrickson?
Correct. Trey Hendrickson.
Really?
Yep.
For the Bengals and the Saints, I think. I think he spent some time in New Orleans.
Yep. He went to Cincinnati, overperformed, and they paid him again. But that's Hassan Reddick for you. So if
I
you
mean,
want...
that's good to come. Max Crosby is an elite pass runner. So the fact that he's above Max Crosby is super impressive.
More sacks than Max Crosby.
Yeah. It's intriguing.
You know, here's part of the question. Does anybody want to say it's not the time to add
add anything?
Yeah. Wait. Now is not the time. We've done this. We did this with the Sabres for a long time. Not yet. Let it cook a little bit, right? Let it grow a little bit.
They did it for longer.
They did it to a fault. But to Bills fans, like, do you feel like the idea of adding a, finger quotes here, premier pass rusher, sixth in the league in the last four seasons in sacks, is that a good idea? Or are we fully into a certain mode here, which is too focused on cap space? It's always cap space. Cap space. I got to make sure we have cap space. People get so afraid of cap space.
I think you should want to still be in that ball game, right? I guess I'm looking for why am I really not doing it? I'm not doing it because I'm in this mode of I'm resetting everything. I'm resetting the cap picture. And to do what, though? Remember, like, what am I doing all that for? What am I resetting everything? What am I moving on from veterans for? What am I eating dead cap figures this year for?
To pay people.
I'm doing that to be able to pay people in the future. And if you're telling me right now that I can, because his base salary is so low at the moment and the way contracts work, where I could pay him and don't have to really pay for it till later, that I can get this guy who, you like, those are the only names above him in sacks in the last four seasons. I could get him here and then give him the big contract, and for 2 years, I don't really have to pay much for it. I guess I'm searching for why I really wouldn't want to do it. Would I not want to do it because that's a monster contract that I might want to commit money to at a different position? It's going to be a lot of money for another edge rusher.
Sure, but next year, how much money will they have at edge rusher? They'll have Rousseau on the fifth-year option.
Yep, but Vaughn, that's going to be a big contract. Well, a decent contract, right, at some
Vaughn
point?
Vaughn will likely be gone.
Okay.
It'll be... Because they're definitely going to add, again, sometimes I hate doing this. I'm not trying to get to next year already. But there's no way that next year there's not a name or first round pick pass rusher added to this team. Because go to next year's roster. I bet they want to move on from Vaughn. Even if he has a decent year, it's going to be a spot where it's.
Yeah.
You would think.
Well, here when they signed Vaughn, the Vaughn contract was not necessarily a responsible contract.
It was supposed to be a three-year deal.
It was supposed to be a three-year deal. It was 6 years, $120 million, but it was really more of a three-year deal. But even that, like 34-year-old three-year deal, at the amount of money you were giving him, and you're paying for it now. You saw this is the consequence of what can happen if anything goes wrong is, oh, you got a 35-year-old, soon-to-be 36-year-old edge rusher that you're committing. He's the second highest cap hit on your team right now. That's the Vaughn contract. But why did they do it? Why did they do it in the first place? Because they thought they were one great pass rusher away from winning the Super Bowl. They thought that was a final piece type of move. That this guy, he's going to close out games against Mahomes. He's going to close out games against Burrow. He's going to be the guy we need to rush the passer and affect these star quarterbacks that we are going to run into in the playoffs. Vaughn was about, they thought they were good enough to win the Super Bowl. And Reddick, it would come down to, do they think the same way? Do they think the same way right now? Do they think they are good enough to win the Super Bowl and that Reddick is somebody that could put them over the top?
It's not the same. Reddick would be, as you mentioned, younger. He would be on next year's team and the year after and the year after and still be younger than when they signed Vaughn. It would just be...
Then you could just go get a Hassan Reddick next year. Why do I have to do it right now? Because I could just wait a year and I'll go get my star pass rusher in a year.
Because someone else could do it. The whole idea of trading and signing him is, again, I'm not making the case necessarily they should do it, But you trade for him and you sign him because you could trade for him and sign him. You get a year out of him this year, and you just get more years in the future. Whereas if somebody else trades for him and signs him, like, well, yep, there goes the sixth best sack man in the NFL.
Yep.
On Vaughn, if they cut Vaughn next year, it's a $15 million dead cap, but they save $8 million.
Mm-hmm.
You could have, again, not like Reddick is the exact same player, but you could have Reddick for the price of the savings, at least on your cap.
Right.
And have a premier guy. Let's say they do cut Vaughn because he's going to be, what, 36 years old?
Yeah.
He'll be 36 and they save $8 million on the cap next year. It's Rousseau and Casey Tuhill and A.J. Epinesa.
If he even makes the team.
And
right,
they're going to have, and, right, and again, they got $60 million in dead cap coming off the books next year.
Yep.
And a growing cap. So they're going to have gobs of money to spend. Would it be nuts to think they want to spend it on a premier pass rusher?
No, I mean, it's the position they've spent the most money on, I mean, easily, right?
Yeah. They've added firsts and seconds and yeah, money. And think all the, I mean, they gave Trent Murphy a good chunk of money, and he did what? But they gave him, what, $20 million, $24
mm-hmm
million?
Mm-hmm.
They keep chasing the position because they think it's very important, which, you know, it is.
I just wonder if they think it's worth the chase right now. I know Reddick would be in the fold in the future, but like again, like I think they might think of this way about receiver. They might think about this for every position, which is not now. Not now. When we have cap space, you know, in next offseason, that's when we go all in again. Right now, this is not go all in time. This is take our lumps, see how good we can do with what we've put together, and we're not going to commit monster assets, monster money to improve this team right now. We'll go improve the team. We'll go improve the team in a big way after the year. Maybe that changes by the middle of the season. You right know, like, what if they...
Well, that happened in the drought. The year they broke the drought,
yeah,
they went out and made a trade at the deadline because they were, what, 5-2 or
yeah,
something?
Like,
they traded for Kelvin Benjamin.
The team had kind of earned a trade at the deadline.
Yeah, and this team, I think, is another candidate to do something like that if they save some room or if there's somebody they could acquire. Right, not now. But by the time we get to October, hey, you know what? We need a little bit of help here. We're doing okay.
Yeah.
I think that's possible.
I would wonder if they would do the same thing that they did last year. When they reached the trade deadline and thought, hey, you know what we really need right now? We need a stud corner. So what'd they do? They traded a third-round pick, a day-two pick, for Rasul Douglas. What was their record when they did that? Wasn't it probably like, was it maybe 5-5? Was it 6-5? That was the middle portion of the season. That's when everything started to go poorly. Like, they decided, we need something that's going to really help us here while things are not going that well. And it was on October 31st. So what was the Bills' record? I'll find that. But this year, I wonder if they would do the same thing. If they were 6-6 or 5-5 at the trade deadline, and a Hassan Reddick was available, and they could get him for a third-round pick, would they do it? Or would this year be different than last year, even?
This year would be different. I tend to agree with the idea that this is a different year. They're just going to wait. This is a year to...
All this, by the way, probably is or could be impossible if the Jets just say we don't want to trade him in our division.
Sure.
Well, they don't want to trade him at all, I guess.
Have the Bills and Jets ever traded players?
Ooh. By the way, they were 5-3 when they traded for Douglas, so it's not quite the same. They weren't like 6-6.
Right.
That was later. Have they ever traded with the Jets? I don't know. Did they trade? No, Fitz wasn't a trade there.
No.
Fitz went there after.
And Impale. How about that name pull for you?
I think that maybe he was not traded.
He was not traded.
You sure?
Yes. He was not traded.
Really sure? He punched Geno Smith in the face and then they just cut him?
No.
All right. Yeah, you're right. He was waived. He was waived by the Jets. Bills claimed him. Have the Bills and the Jets ever made a trade? I don't know. There's not one that springs to mind for me. I know the Patriots have made a trade with the Bills. Bledsoe. Have the Dolphins?
Mike Gillisley got offer sheeted.
So did Charles Clay.
Yeah.
Does that count? Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if there's any cross here between the Jets and the Bills.
I mean, there's not exactly the extensive NFL history of trades the same way there is in some other sports.
Sure. Right. Yeah.
It's kind of picked up a lot lately. 803-0550 to join us. 1-888-550-2550. When we return, story for you. When's the last time you bought a pack of sports cards? Baseball cards, basketball cards, a pack of sports cards. What if I told you that there's a story out there right now that might get you to go buy a pack tomorrow.
No way. I'd be stunned. I'd be stunned if you're able to. Yeah, let's see.
I bet I convince you next. All right, I don't know the last time you bought a pack of sports cards.
It's been a while.
Are you ready to be convinced?
This is going to be tough.
Okay.
This is like coins. I don't even know where I put them.
You're gonna want to buy. You might take a shot. This is like buying a lottery ticket when the Mega Millions is $30 billion or something.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? Fine. I'll buy one.
Okay.
Topps has announced a one-of-one basketball card.
Really?
Yes.
It's like the golden ticket for Willy Wonka, although that wasn't one of one.
Yeah, right. There were like eight of those.
There was eight of those. Yeah.
Was it eight? Was it six? Whatever.
Sure. Yeah. Something like that.
One card.
Okay.
And they're putting it in regular packs. Someone's going to get this card. One of one.
Oh, wow.
It is a USA basketball card commemorating the gold medal winning team from the Olympics. The card features Curry, Durant, and LeBron.
Yeah. Nice.
And it is signed by all three.
Oh, man.
One of
one. Yeah,
that's
pretty good. That's pretty good. What are my odds, though?
It is the first card ever LeBron has autographed for Topps. It's the first time ever LeBron and Curry have autographed the same card. Never mind Curry, LeBron,
and Durant.
Durant.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty good.
All three autographs are on the card.
Man.
Mm-hmm. What will that sell for when somebody finds it? Because right now there are people that might hear that and say, I might buy a pack of cards and see if I can, you know, take a shot. One in a million, one in a billion.
Right.
And then there's somebody thinking, I'm going to buy that as soon as somebody does find it. I don't know if they're listening to us, but you got enough money and somebody going to find that. I'm going to buy it. Who's the guy, Spawn guy? He bought the Barry Bonds ball. I don't know if he's the right guy for this. Todd something.
I mean, LeBron James rookie cards that I'm looking at are going for like $12,000. Is that worth it? What are my odds of getting this card? This card's probably going to go for more than LeBron's rookie card, right?
This card's going for six figures.
Yeah, because it's also autographed by all three of them.
It is one.
And the rarity of it.
Of one.
Yeah. Yeah, that's going to make it. I don't know that I'd want to sell it, though. It'd be tough not to.
How do you not sell it?
How do you not sell
it? You're going to keep that thing
above
your mantle? People come over,
it'd be
what's
like
that?
My most prized possession.
What's that? Oh, that's just a tiny square of paper signed by three people that's worth $1 million that I'm just hanging on to.
I mean, the three people, though.
Yeah.
Especially after the tournament they had, too. I mean, that was a legendary set of games that those three especially put on. It being one of one is the thing. Like, if it was one of 10, I'd be like, oh yeah, I'll end up selling that. If I'm the only one in the world that has it, I could charge tickets to have people come and look at it. That's how I make the money back.
Oh yeah, your business plan is come to my house and look at my card?
Yes, come see the only card in the world that LeBron and Steph have both autographed.
I got bad news for you. I'm looking at it right now. Free. On a webpage.
Yeah, but it's not the same.
Topps. There you go. Maybe you'll buy a pack. 803-0550. When we return, Josh Allen was on the Greenlight podcast with Chris Long. Chris Long does a great podcast, talks to a lot of former NFLers, current NFLers. He asked him a question that we will ask you about Allen and his career to this point. Jeremy and Joe on WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse wrap.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
All right, I don't know the last time you bought a pack of sports cards.
It's been a while.
Are you ready to be convinced?
This is going to be tough.
Okay.
This is like coins. I don't even know where I put them.
You're gonna want to buy. You might take a shot. This is like buying a lottery ticket when the Mega Millions is $30 billion or something.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, you know what? Fine. I'll buy one.
Okay.
Topps has announced a one-of-one basketball card.
Really?
Yes.
It's like the golden ticket for Willy Wonka, although that wasn't one of one.
Yeah, right. There were like eight of those.
There was eight of those. Yeah.
Was it eight? Was it six? Whatever.
Sure. Yeah. Something like that.
One card.
Okay.
And they're putting it in regular packs. Someone's going to get this card. One of one.
Oh, wow.
It is a USA basketball card commemorating the gold medal winning team from the Olympics. The card features Curry, Durant, and LeBron.
Yeah.
And
nice.
It is signed by all three.
Oh, man.
One of one.
That's pretty good. What are my odds, though?
It is the first card ever LeBron has autographed for Topps. It's the first time ever LeBron and Curry have autographed the same card. Never mind Curry, LeBron,
and Durant.
Durant.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty good.
All three autographs are on the card.
Man. Mm-hmm.
What will that sell for when somebody finds it? Because right now there are people that might hear that and say, I might buy a pack of cards and see if I can, you know, take a shot. One in a million, one in a billion.
Right.
And then there's somebody thinking, I'm going to buy that as soon as somebody does find it. I don't know if they're listening to us, but you got enough money and somebody going to find that. I'm going to buy it. Who's the guy, Spawn guy? He bought the Barry Bonds ball. I don't know if he's the right guy for this. Something.
I mean, LeBron James rookie cards that I'm looking at are going for like $12,000. Is that worth it? What are my odds of getting this card? This card's probably going to go for more than LeBron's rookie card, right?
This card's going for six figures.
Yeah, because it's also autographed by all three of them.
It is one.
And the rarity of it.
Of one.
Yeah. Yeah, that's going to make it. I don't know that I'd want to sell it, though. It'd be tough not to.
How do you not sell it?
How do you not sell
You're
it?
You're going to keep that thing above your mantle? People come over?
It'd be
What's
like
that?
My most prized possession.
What's that? Oh, that's just a tiny square of paper signed by three people that's worth $1 million that I'm just hanging on to.
I mean, the three people, though.
Yeah.
Especially after the tournament they had, too. I mean, that was a legendary set of games that those three especially put on. It being one of one is the thing. Like, if it was one of 10, I'd be like, oh, yeah, I'll end up selling that. If I'm the only one in the world that has it, I mean, I could charge tickets to have people come and look at it. That's how I make the money back.
Oh, yeah. Your business plan is come to my house and look at my card?
Yes. Come see the only card in the world that LeBron and Steph have both autographed.
I got bad news for you. I'm looking at it right now. Free. On a webpage.
Yeah, but it's not the same.
Tops. There you go. Maybe you buy a pack. 803-0550. When we return, Josh Allen was on the Greenlight podcast with Chris Long. Chris Long does a great podcast, talks to a lot of former NFLers, current NFLers. He asked him a question that we will ask you about Allen and his career to this point. Jeremy and Joe on WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.